Dear fellow redeemed brothers and sisters in Christ, I was down to the last half a mile of the longest race that I had ever run, a 13-mile half marathon. I was out of gas. I didn't think I was going to make it to the finish line. I thought I was sunk. See, the last 5 miles of this race had been a tireless mix of exhaustion and boredom. I thought I was going to crash and burn, less than a half a mile to go. And then something saved me. As I crossed the last quarter mile marker and could see the finish line, the racing app on my phone started blasting out the world's greatest pump-up song ever, The Eye of the Tiger. And as the beat of that song started to play, I took off for the finish line like it was a 100-meter dash. Not an ounce of brain power left, only that song and the finish line, and I made it. Now, the point of my racing story isn't to bring you in on my racing prowess, because the rest of that story is that in that race, I lost by 3 minutes to a pastor that I was running with that was twice my age, and that will likely be the first and the only of those long races that I will ever run. The point is to bring you into the racing imagery that the Apostle Paul uses today as he encourages the Philippian Christians. See, maybe you think that our current American obsession with sports is something new, but you'd be mistaken, because Paul knew that those Philippian Christians loved the Greek Olympic Games, loved sports competition that was nearby to them. So he uses this same kind of language to appeal to them. Now, even if you think that your racing days are either long over or maybe they never were, you can't escape the fact that if you are breathing, it means that you are in the middle of a spiritual race to the finish line, a race that involves both your body and your soul. Now, this week, I ran across a scary statistic. It gave some insight into how people are dealing with the race right now. The statistic said that half of all Americans right now are facing burnout in their jobs. Said the statistic was one of those new normals that we're facing with all the added and extra stress of everything that comes along with the words COVID-19. Half of people are in this state of burnout, and you can only wonder how far the other half are behind them. It's a real danger, and one that Paul specifically addresses in our text as he encourages the Philippian Christians and encourages us with what we might call a spiritual eye of the tiger kind of speech. Paul calls those Christians to keep pressing on towards the goal. With this speech, he looks to give them new life and energy to get them to that finish line at last. Now, runners, apparently, they have one of those old sayings that says running is 90% mental. So it makes sense that as Paul starts off his encouragement, he addresses the Philippians' frame of mind. So there's things that we need to know for the race, and Paul gives us an outline of how we want to run this race, the mindset that we want to have. He says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. So there's three key things that we want to know in this race. Knowing Christ means knowing the power of the resurrection. The power that raised Christ from the dead is also the power that raises us from spiritual death to life and gives us power for this race. Secondly, knowing Christ means participating in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, dying to the sin that binds us and to the pleasures and to the boasting of this world, and leaving that behind and taking up our cross and following Jesus. No pain, no gain, we might say. But the third thing is, we not only have to face pain in this race, but we also will receive the greatest gain, the final reward, the resurrection of our bodies to life everlasting. So in this race, we want to equip our frame of mind. Knowing Christ means that we've got his power, that we'll face his pain. Finally, we will receive his reward. Now that's a huge advantage for us to have in this race, because running is 90% mental. That means we know exactly what to expect in the race. Now there's one last critical piece of information we need to know as we're running, and that's where we are in the race. Because we're not at the finish line. We don't have the crown yet. That means we are somewhere in the middle with miles and time yet to go. And that means we've got to get there. We've got a one-track mind. We've got the spiritual eye of the tiger as we run this race. Paul tells us, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Now remember who is talking here. This is the Apostle Paul. This is the missionary of all missionaries, the pastor of all pastors. This is the man who has been sitting in prison and is writing this letter because he has been thrown in jail for preaching the name of Jesus. This is the man who has been traveling all over the world preaching the name of Christ for the last 25 years. There was anybody who had run a good race already. There was anybody who might have had laurels to rest on. It might have been Paul. Yet Paul puts that self-priding foolishness to rest right away. He says, I have not taken hold of any of this. I have not achieved my goal. And if Paul hadn't, then we certainly have not either. No matter how long we've been a member, no matter how much ministry we've been a part of, no matter how big and beautiful our building is, Paul says we have not attained our goal until we reach it in heaven. So, as he equips our frame of mind, as he gives us the spiritual eye of the tiger to keep pressing on for the race, now at last he brings us into the heat of the race where it's time for constant progress. So Paul says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. One of the biggest mistakes that a runner might make during a race is to look backward. Because when a runner looks backwards, it means for one thing, their eye is no longer on the goal, it's backwards, but also, who knows what they might trip on or run into another runner. There's something even more important than that. As a runner looks backwards, it's usually because they're looking backwards to see how much time they've got till they get passed up. It means they've lost their hunger for the finish line. It means they've lost their one-track mind. And now they're running not to win, Now they're running not to lose. When you're running not to lose, it's only a matter of time before those runners overtake you. So in this race that we run, it is so tempting for us to put on the cruise control, to start coasting, to be okay with the status quo. But there are dangerous spiritual enemies right behind us, looking to overtake us and to destroy us. We might look back and think that we can take a break as we take pride in everything that we've accomplished in the race so far. Or we might look back on the other side and look at all the failures and guilt and regret that we've had at every point along the race. And that failure and guilt and regret can fill us so full of spiritual cramps, we crash and burn right there on the track. We have real spiritual enemies, either our pride and our boasting or the sins of our past, looking to destroy us on this race. So we can't afford to spend one spiritual second looking backwards at these things that could destroy us. The Christian is called forward in faith, constantly straining, constantly pressing on towards the goal with our eye on the prize for which Christ has called us. Paul says, last of all, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now maybe all this talk of constant straining, of tireless exertion, leaves you feeling even closer to the point of being hunched over on the track, burnt out. As if all of this just depends on us trying harder, pushing the pedal down even further, going faster when there's nothing left in the tank. When we've reached this point of exhaustion, this is the point we come to when we realize when we were never running by our own strength at all. So running this race is 90% mental, with the frame of mind that reminds us our power for this race comes from God's call to us, which brings us forward and gives us the power of Christ's resurrection working in our lowly bodies. God's call is what brings us forward to the finish line as His power works in us. It's what Paul says in another letter to the Colossians. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy that Christ so powerfully works in me. Our tank might be empty. Our physical gas might have run out long ago, but His tank, His energy is never empty. This is the power of God that works in us, that keeps us pressing on towards the goal. But we need to think carefully about this, because pressing on towards the goal does not mean constant physical work, activity, and busyness. That's physically pressing on towards the goal, but this is a spiritual race. So as we think about pressing on towards the goal, doesn't mean just going as fast as we can physically until our body gives out. Pressing on towards the goal in this race means actually stopping on the race to fill ourselves up with the energy and the power that only Christ can give. Pressing on towards the goal means tapping into the source of resurrection power that is always there for us in Christ. And that might mean we have to physically stop. Might mean we need to eat our spiritual breakfast every day. Sometimes as I sit in my office, I think about how miserable my morning is because I didn't eat breakfast that morning. Eat your spiritual breakfast every morning. Come into God's house. Join us as we worship for a spiritual feast that God gives us in His Word, because that is the thing that gives us life from the dead kind of power to keep pressing on towards the goal, to win the prize for which Christ has called us. When at last we've reached the finish line, we know God's word is true. We know that reward waits for us. We know the crown of life is in store for us, which Christ has won on our behalf and will award to all those who love Him. So we run this race. We press on toward the goal with all the power of Christ that works in us. We trust in all of His work on our behalf to bring us to that final finish line at last, where our bodies will be stripped of our sinful nature, where we will rest with Christ in eternal glory and victory. God grant it by His grace and to His glory. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.